All right, here we go. Well, the S&P 500 keeps rallying, but Tesla is tumbling. And today, the all-important core PCE inflation report was released. So what's happening there? How are the markets reacting? And also, how does this affect our positions? Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Friday, January 26th. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And it's good to be back.
Yeah. Nice to have you back, Marcus.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for holding down the fort. It's been, what, almost 10 days?
It's been a little while. You extended your stay.
Yeah. So what's happening? What did I miss here?
Record.
Seems this way, right? I mean, the last time we were here together, the S&P was just going sideways. And we said, it's trapped between 4,700 and 4,800. And then, hey, as soon as I take a few days off, yippee-yay, where we are right now, 4,900.
Yeah, S&P trying to make it six, or it is up for 6 days straight, and five consecutive record high sessions. This is the longest that we've seen since November 2021.
Wow. Yeah, so where we are for the year. I mean, for the year, we are already up, 3%? Okay, that's not too exciting. What's happening here with the NASDAQ? Are we also making all-time highs in the NASDAQ? No, not yet. Nope. Not yet.
Yeah, NASDAQ needs to move a little bit more. Pulling back, you know, tech getting beat up a little bit last year, doing very well this year. But those highs that were established back in November of 2021, we're not quite there yet in the NASDAQ.
Yeah. And good old buddy Dow. I mean, Dow also making new all-time highs here, huh?
Yeah, Dow plugging along. In fact, today leading the way up 0.4% compared to the 0.1% that the NASDAQ's up and the 0.2% that the S&P is higher.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's quite interesting. Right now, I mean, all eyes are on earnings, but we also had some economic data. I mean, you probably already talked about it yesterday, advanced GDP coming in higher than expected and the price index coming in lower than expected. But then today, Fed's favorite inflation gauge, the core PCE index.
You know, and this came out in line with expectations, but this is just what the Fed wants to see. In fact, going back to year over year, there was a slight decline. And the Fed actually uses core PCE versus CPI to gauge their, you know, 2% inflation target, right? So this is important, and this was a good reading, especially after it followed that strong GDP report that just kind of shows that we're most likely in this Goldilocks scenario where the Fed has a slightly weakening economy with interest rates, but not going into a deep recession.
Yeah. It was interesting, though, the initial reaction, because I think yesterday, since the advanced GDP price index came in much lower than expected, traders were kind of hoping that also the core PCE came in lower than expected, because I was watching it as it came out here on a 5-minute chart, if we go back here, and this is where we see, okay, right here, it was released, and at first it was, okay, a little bit up, a little bit down, a little bit up, a little bit down, a little bit up. What is it? Is it good? Is it good? Is it good? Is it bad? And so just recently, the market participants decided, we think it's good.
This was interesting. Just a lot of back and forth, trying to figure out where we are going to land for the day. It's kind of like a ball going around the roulette wheel.
Yeah, right.
And finally falling into place. It looks like traders like the idea of being a little bit higher. But you know, who knows? Who knows? I think that part of the indecision is, do we take profits now, right? Being up so much, and now that the news is out, is it time to take some profits?
Yeah. I mean, it almost looks like this because, let's see, for the week, for the week, we're up 1.2%. So, but we are trading at all-time highs. I mean, this is where it's just kind of crazy, right? And then, of course, we still have earnings season. Right now, lots of companies reporting earnings, and Tesla moving the markets here.
Yeah, big earnings coming out this week, and also a very active week next week. But Tesla having a rough time. Today we had American Express pre-market, also a Visa after the bell yesterday. So a lot of movement there.
Yeah. Let's talk about Tesla for a moment, because, I mean, this is where they missed expectations. And yesterday down, what, 8% yesterday? Was this it?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we zoom out here a little bit and take a look at Tesla's chart, I mean, I don't want to say we're taking the 150 level, but we definitely broke through the 190 support level here. And next support level, what I see on the charts here, would be 150. Do you believe that Tesla could fall all the way down to 150, or is it time for Tesla to go back up into this range?
I mean, today, just for a clarification, I think yesterday Tesla was down 8% at the open, but finished the day down 12%. So it was worse. They were down 12.1% actually. And as far as support goes, I'm with you, Marcus. It looks like we kind of have this support zone, even maybe 160-ish, 150 to 160. It looks like Tesla wants to get down to those levels right now. Today, up a little bit, but not a big reversal after yesterday's steep decline.
Yeah. And if you look at the heat map for today, I mean, today we had the big one, Intel, going down. And with Intel also now, the other semiconductors, I mean, it was a little bit worse earlier today. They're bouncing back, but Intel still down 10.9%.
Yeah, big drop for Intel. This is a big move. And they reported better than expected earnings and revenue, but they issued some guidance, first quarter guidance, that investors didn't like.
Yeah, so this is where, and I mean, when Intel as a chip maker issues guidance, this is when initially we saw that the other chip makers also went down, but it seems that everybody else is recovering nicely. I mean, the sector is still negative, even though overall the markets are positive, and that's a little bit weighing on the NASDAQ, I think, today.
Yeah, another tech company, KLA, down 7.5%. So there were just a few names. And then again, there could be some sympathy moves from other companies that are in that sector or industry, and you know, potential concerns. Is that going to be the same for these other companies?
Yeah. On the other hand, you just mentioned it, American Express reported earnings, and American Express up right now, 8.5%. For American Express, that's a big move.
Yes, that's a big jump. And American Express, they actually reported worse than expected earnings and revenue. And this is where I want to say that their full year guidance, they increased their full year guidance. So that's why there's this jump, even though for the quarter, they definitely missed.
No. Oh, well, let's see. What else going on? Crude oil. I mean, look at this. Crude oil broke out of this range. I mean, last time I checked here, we were together. We were just stuck here in this range between 70 and 75. Right now, decisively breaking through this level this morning, trading at $77. So crude oil recovering.
Yes, and helping out some oil and gas stocks. And we'll talk about our positions, but this might be good for you, maybe bad for me. We'll see.
Ooh. Can't wait to hear about that. Okay. All right. So also, I mean, Bitcoin. Bitcoin today has a pretty good day. And this is so interesting, right? We have been talking about buy the rumor, sell the facts, right? I mean, this move was all based on the rumors that the Bitcoin ETFs are about to be approved. And then they got approved on this day. And after that, Bitcoin just moving lower today, up 4%. But this is a classical example for buying the rumor, selling the fact.
Yeah, and this is exactly what I expected, why I was a little skeptical with the idea that we were just going to take off once that spot ETF or those multiple spot ETFs were approved. Not the case, right? There was the hype before, pullback, just like you said. But I guess that there was a sizable transfer here of 7,000 Bitcoins that has investors excited, or Bitcoin traders. So a little bit of a, what's going on in the Bitcoin world, getting traders excited and Bitcoin up for the day.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at our positions and see what's happening there. And first up, CSIQ, after this big jump, pulling back a little bit right now, but hanging in there. I mean, honestly, I'll take it. I hope that we are not filling the gap. I wouldn't be too surprised if we fill the gap, but CSIQ, I'm okay going up there. And I mean, we talked about this with our masterminds yesterday, because I think you mentioned it, that somebody in a YouTube comment said, oh, you just got lucky. No, we didn't.
Yeah, I mean, this is where preparation and opportunity sometimes can, luck can help with that. But this was a well-timed trade, because we had been watching this for rescue for the last couple of months, right? So we were hoping to do a rescue for something just like this to happen, where we expected that the stock was likely to move higher and gain attention or interest rather than fall once we started to see support and just understanding the solar business and other stocks in the sector. So anyway, I think that we were able to take advantage of that pullback. That's exactly what we wanted to see. The investment from BlackRock helped out with that move, whether it was that or other upgrades coming at that time. I think it was just a matter of, it was destined to happen anyway. I hope we hold
that's,
up.
I think that's the important thing, Mark. I mean, this move here has been inevitable. And has BlackRock boosted it a little bit? Yes. And I would absolutely agree if something would have happened and suddenly we do our rescue and the next day we're moving up to 48. Yes. In this case, we would have gotten lucky. That would have been lucky. But here we have been talking about CSIQ. Solid company, low PE ratio, right? I mean, solid earnings here. They're just hurt by interest. So I'm not surprised that we are also hanging out here right now, because overall, the situation hasn't changed. I mean, there was some exciting, like, okay, BlackRock is going in. So everybody, let's just buy solar stocks right now. But I mean, we're not there yet. This is why I'm not surprised that we are hanging out here. Again, it is possible that we are filling the gap. I'm hoping that we just go up here, since we are flying a rescue mission right now. Now would be a good opportunity to move higher here so that we can sell calls and then get out of this position.
Exactly. I like that the 23 level seems to be holding up as support right now.
For sure.
To me, it looks good.
Yeah. All right. NEE, NextEra Energy. Today, up a little bit. I mean, this were kind of sad. Let's go to a 6-month view here, because we did break our beautiful trend line, drop down here a little bit, but now seem to move higher. So not much to do here right now. Let's just see if we are camping out at this level and now have another move higher and then hopefully be able to sell calls.
Yeah, but I'll take the positive reaction to earnings and dividend coming up, and just keep on trucking and keep on moving on up.
All right. Oxy. So today, energy stocks a little bit up, actually down. I thought that the crude oil move would help energy stocks open higher, pulling back here a little bit. We got assigned at 57. We were then selling. Let me just see. We were selling the 57 calls, and they are, for me, expiring today. What about you?
So you did sell 57 calls.
I did sell. I just did it for much more money than you did. You sold it for 35 cents. I decided to sell them for 55 cents.
Okay. I think I even had 30. I think you beat me a little better, just for full transparency there. No, I never heard that you sold those 57 calls. So that's why I was thinking this move higher could be good for you, not necessarily for me. But hey, I'm glad you got some premium there. Right now, it looks like unless there's this substantial sell-off in the oil and gas stocks, and Oxy in particular, will most likely have those shares called away.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't mention it because I wanted to surprise you today.
Surprise.
Did it work?
Yeah, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. All right. Anyhow, so we'll see. This is where I don't know if next week we will sell some puts again, because we're getting close to earnings for Oxy right now, right? So February 14th, and right before this, we have some other energy stocks reporting earnings. So we might sit this one out for a couple of weeks before we start trading it again. But I mean, we have been trading this over and over and over again right here at the 57 level, and this is just working out beautifully.
Yeah, I like that level, and I took a look at a possible roll if I wanted to stick with it for another week, but we can't even get 30% annualized. There's a little premium there, but for us, it would be better to let the shares get called away and potentially reset, or wait until after earnings, like you said.
Yeah. And then there's UPS, my little buddy UPS, just hanging in there. So UPS, and again, I sold the 160 call expiring today. And we talked about it. I'll let the chips fall where they will today. So if you're trading below, that's great. I'll sell the calls again. If you're going higher, if you're trading above it, I'll let it get called away. I'm not planning on rolling it here, so I'll see where we end today. Right now, trading at 159.02, but as we can see today, we were trading as high as 161.35, the low at 158.25. UPS all over the place. So, I mean, this will be, as I said, it's almost like the roulette. See it spinning and the ball hopping along. So I'm not doing anything with this here right now. I'll just wait and see what happens today. If below, I'll sell more calls next week. If above, I'm called away and I'm fine with that.
I mean, this one has been a great play for you, Marcus, and these ranges over the last couple of weeks have been perfect for you to make some money on those calls. While I've been waiting, but I have that 165 that I sold expiring next Friday, and there will be an earnings report before that. So unless there's a pullback and I could close those calls at 90%, I'll be holding through earnings. We just have to see where we end up. But yeah, all over the place, Marcus.
Yeah, and some really good premium there today. So, I mean, this is where I could probably roll it, because if we look for next week, let's just see if I'm going out, and I'm also looking at the 160. Jeez. The 160 for next week, $3.94.
Yeah. So, do you think that if on Monday you still own those shares, you're going to sell those calls, or are you going to sell the stock and move on?
Dude, there's a lot of premium. I mean, this is just great. This would lower my break even by another $4, and right now my break even is already at 145. This does not include the calls that are expiring today. So I can't remember what I got for this, maybe a dollar. So I'm already at 144 in my break even. And if I can get $4, I mean, this would be 140, my break even. This is all the way down here. That is super, super, super tempting, because if you look at the expected move, yeah, it seems that there's definitely some volatility in there right now, because the expected move says by next Friday, we can either be up at 167 or as low as 151, which would still be okay for me.
Hey, why don't you try to bring your break even down to zero this year on UPS?
Well, if it continues this way, I might be able to do this. All right. Not so that's what's going on. Let's see what's happening here in the markets right now. And it seems that we're pulling back a little bit. And today, a little bit undecision. So how do we take this report? Well, what's happening next week? Let's just look ahead at the economic calendar for next week. And we see that, is it again jobs week next week? Oh my God, time is flying.
And Fed. It's a big week.
And Fed Week, yes, you're right. Ooh, on Wednesday. This will be a good one. Let's see, what is right now what traders are thinking? If you're looking over here and go to the FedWatch tool, look at the probabilities. I mean, again, for right now, nothing has changed because nobody expected the Fed to raise or lower interest rates. Everybody expected the Fed to keep interest rates the same. But this year, big change right now. Nobody really believes that we are lowering interest. I mean, this has dropped from 81% to 46%. So huge shift there.
It is. So right now, next week, it's really all about the wording and if there's any insight into when the Fed is planning on cutting rates. And it's going to be a busy week. So jobs and the Fed, not to mention earnings picking up as well.
Earnings picking up. So looking ahead here, let me just go over to the earnings analysis and hop over to next week. So next week, big week for tech. I mean, we have Microsoft, we have Google reporting earnings, we have AMD reporting earnings. There's UPS before the bell on Tuesday. Then we also have MasterCard, Amazon, Meta. So yes, definitely next week, big week for tech and reporting earnings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Huh?
Looking forward to the week.
That should be good. Hey, it's so good to be back, and I hope that you enjoyed today's show. If you did, give us a like. Also, if you enjoyed the show without me, give us a like. We're just curious, want to know what's happening here. If this is your first time here, consider subscribing. And if you feel that this is a show worth sharing, please do so. There's a share button right underneath. Feel free to share it so that more people see what's happening in the market. Hey, have a great weekend, and then we'll see you again on Monday.
Happy trading, everybody.